You are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me. Omar again.
And of course, we're going to shed some light on being a bomb. Listen up. There is a thing that's called entertainment. That's where you're entertained and educated at the exact same time. Kind of like what I call being inspired and motivated. And of course, I call that motivation.
Lean in. Listen up. OMG, OMG, OMG. Welcome to OMG, the Omar Gale Radio Show. I'm your host, Mara Gale, actress, author, evangelist, and producer of the award-winning docudramedy STEM, The Movement. And you know what I love to do, people? I love to help you see things differently. I enjoy when a perspective is widened, when views are enlarged, because the more angles you have of a situation, the better the vantage point so that you can make informed decisions. You see, I've been blessed with experience in all sorts of areas, and I believe in my heart and soul that we all live and learn in order to share and teach. And part of why I am so excited about our special Back by Popular Demand guest tonight is because she speaks in a very profoundly simplistic fashion about all things body, spirit, and food. And I'm super excited to welcome to the show today my friend. She is also your girlfriend in wellness. She's the founder of Fit Through Faith and now the author of Faith, Food, and Fitness. Would you be so kind to put your virtual hands together and give a round of applause to my girlfriend, Charlie Jordan Brookins. Welcome to OMG again.
Hi, Mara Gale. How are you?
I am fantastic. I am so excited that I get to have a conversation with you. But more importantly, you've birthed a baby, a spiritual baby. And so we're going to talk about that and we're going to share some nuggets towards the end of the show with our listeners so that they can have an opportunity to perhaps get a book. And so we're excited about it. So, Charlie, let's just start off a little bit about, since the title of the book is Faith, Food, and Fitness, why don't you share with our listeners a little bit about how you came up with that concept and how you believe the simplistic 40-day journey in this book that it takes you on will be able to empower our listeners?
Sure. Well, first of all, thank you for giving me opportunity to share with you and your audience. And a special thank you. I want everyone to know that Mara was so – she's such a giver and such a sower that she also did the foreword to my book. And so I'm just – I'm grateful to have my first interview about the book with you because it's right. And so I'm awesome. Super excited, again, just to be here with you to have this conversation. So I want to thank you again for that.
You're
welcome. The genesis of Faith, Food, and Fitness really, you know, again, it's very spiritual for me. And it was kind of birthed out of a frustration with people not getting results. Like, the thing about when it comes to whole body health, everybody knows what they need to do. There's no big secret about what you know you need to do, but people are not doing it, and or mm-hmm. they're doing it and not having success. They're not getting the results that they want. And, you know, clearly the birth of Fit Through Faith, the company, came from a spiritual place. It came from me seeking, what am I supposed to be doing with my life? And the Lord clearly saying these four words, my people are dying. Now, those words are obviously very profound, and for me at that time, I was like, okay, well, what am I supposed to do about it? And just, again, seeking, and the Lord kind of pouring clarity, because the reality is the Holy Spirit said, my people are dying. the word says, I have come to give you life and have it to the full. So if we're not living life to the full, then we're missing something, right? And that missing connection is the faith, food, and fitness part. We know kind of what foods we should be eating. We know we should be moving. But we have yet to make the connection that it all begins with your purpose. It all begins with connecting your faith to the food and fitness. Mm. And that's where,
that's where
it came
right
from.
There. That is
because,
And let me just jump in. I'm going to piggyback and unpack a little bit, because if we don't make the connection, it's kind of like, as you were talking, I see everything in our body being interconnected. I see our, you know, of course, our heads connected to our neck, et cetera, all the way down to the feet, you know, the tailbone connected to the whole thing. And so you have just made a very succinct point. If we don't make that other leap, that other connection, we won't do what's necessary to ensure that our temple is as whole and healthy as it needs to be.
Absolutely. And we don't ignite that spiritual power. You know, and that's why, and I think I said it before, diets fail, over 90% of diets fail long-term. You may have short-term results because they're based on willpower, and willpower is limited. It is depleting. It's not going to get you to the finish line ultimately. It will give you short-term results. Spirit power is omnipotent, it's omniscient, it's available to you whenever and wherever you want it. And so it's connecting to purpose, because you will let yourself down. If you're building everything on you, that is not a stable foundation. You will disappoint yourself, you will let yourself down, and because it's just you, it'll be okay. But when you open yourself up to a higher accountability, when you open yourself up to and understand that you were created to do good works, you were created for purpose, and God not only has created you to do good works, but he's faithful to complete that work. So it's not about you doing it all, right? But it's a bigger thing. And once you understand that, understand purpose, because oftentimes the value of our worth is linked to the value of our weight.
Oh, say that one more time.
The value of our worth is connected to the value of our weight. And so when you don't understand and embrace your worthiness, oftentimes it shows up around your midsection.
Oof.
Because you fill
it
with other things, right?
Look, you on some toes. I'm just going to say amen and say ouch. You on some toes. You're absolutely right. We keep trying to fill. And I'm so grateful that I've been following your program. I'm super excited. I've been doing my green leafy goodness smoothies. I've been adding in my maca powder and all these different things to supercharge it. And it has really been a help. And I've seen it around my waist section. I've seen it in my midsection. I've seen it in my thighs. I've seen it in my skin, Charlie. I've seen it in my eyes. And I also want to share this, because you're linking and reminding us that it's definitely connected to our purpose. I have seen my passion be fueled in a different way, because A, I have more energy. B, I have more mental clarity. And C, I have now attached it to what you taught me. It's my service-sized body, and I have to be healthy in this body to do what Daddy called me to do. So I have been a student of yours. I've been parking far from the stores. I've been putting my garbage can away from my desk. I mean, I really, and my husband does the same thing. He'll say, we're going to choose a snack. We're going to make sure we snack snobs. I mean, it has been a blessing to have your tools in my heart and in our home.
And it really is, and because it's coming from on high, it is clear.
Yeah.
It's, and even like our walk is clear. It's not complicated, right? It's simple.
Yes.
It just is not necessarily easy, because we live in a world that is based on commerce and convenience. Commerce and convenience is not linked to good health. You have to inconvenience yourself to really reap the benefits. And you have to get away from commerce and really understand what's best for my body, which is really God's buffet. It's like the things that God tells us to eat, the things that have been created for us to eat that can be really super yummy. But we just have to inconvenience ourselves a little bit. We need to do a little extra work. But we weren't created. We were created to labor to eat. But we don't operate that way. And so that's why we don't burn the calories that we should be burning. Our ancestors, if we look at it, they labored to eat, and they enjoyed it. Mm. We have everything coming to us, prepackaged,
wow,
prefabbed, right?
Yes. Yes, and you, in saying that, labored to eat, just I'm tasting that right now. I'm tasting it, and it tastes really yummy. Because let me just, I'm gonna put it in terms of me as a poet. When I have to, when I go to the computer and I type up a poem, it's a little bit different than when I take the time to laboriously put pen to paper and to etch it out. It does something because I remember it, I retain it, because I am both writing, thinking, pressing down. It's a different kind of a feeling when I do this laborious effort, and it seems that the information sticks. I can apply that same thing when I chop up carrots and I chop up celery and I chop up onions and I press my garlic and I saute my dishes with a little bit of olive oil or something in the pan. It also causes the senses to be ignited, to be reminded of what the fresh ingredients smell like. It's an excitement waiting for it to be prepared. There's also in the house, my husband's like, ooh, something smells good. What are you cooking? So it does a whole lot for the senses. In addition to, I'm not as hungry when I take the time to chop up everything and prepare everything, because my body's getting some of the nutrients, I think, just by smelling it and doing the work.
Absolutely. That's it. You've nailed it. You've so nailed it because, you know, and I would be one of those people because my mother doesn't, quote unquote, like to cook. And so I didn't grow up, you know, I grew up around home, some home cooked food, but it was really because you had to, right? You have to do some.
Yes.
And so
yes,
I kind of grew up like I wouldn't call myself a cook. I am an explorer of food. I am a creator of meals. And I enjoy that process because I don't like to, quote unquote, cook. But I absolutely enjoy putting together all of the abundance and yumminess that God gave us to in trying new things and trying new spices and what are the kids going to like. And that, like, I enjoy fresh squeezing orange juice because I'm actually waking up, you know, some muscles, some tendons. I'm giving my kids fresh juice. I can cut it with water. And so I enjoy that process. It's not like, oh, I've got to squeeze. Yes, I could absolutely get some pasteurized 100% natural juice for them and cut it with water. But why, when I can actually, you know, enjoy this process and smell it and eat the pulp myself, because I'm contributing not only to my health but to my children.
And let's not forget, it tastes better. I mean, I literally, when I squeeze the lemons or grapefruit or watermelon even, it is the freshest, most delicious taste I've had. And so,
absolutely,
and when you go to a restaurant that serves fresh squeezed orange juice over bottled or canned orange juice, you totally taste the difference. So in
absolutely
addition to doing something that your body likes, in addition to doing something that your children like, it literally tastes better. But I also believe, and I'd love for you to speak on it a little bit, our taste buds have been tainted. Oh, that sounds like something you would say. Our taste buds have been tainted with all this processed and this fake sugar and these fake ingredients that now a lot of people, when they try whole ingredients or they try, stevia or something like that, let's say a sugar substitute that's healthier than some other crap, their taste buds have a little resistance.
Yes. And I go so far as to say your taste buds have been hijacked. Because that, you know,
ooh,
tainted is great. Hijacked is even more realistic, because the reality is that you don't realize that there are people whose payroll, their job is to create flavor enhancers and additives to hijack your taste buds. But you don't even know that that's happening. And that's why, you know, we've talked about it before, being a radical label reader, which is one of the challenges in the book, is so important because you have to know what you're eating. And they bank on you not reading the label and then getting addicted to it, like, oh, this is so good. The difference between, like, forgive me for calling out a brand, but a regular Dorito and a barbecue or ranch-style Dorito, the difference in the ingredients is significant. you have monosodium glutamate, you have all these other things that are not necessarily in a regular Dorito, and I'm not by any means recommending a regular Dorito either, but I'm saying they do these things because it sounds cool, ranch, yum, but yes, but if you read what the all the things that you can't pronounce, if you can't pronounce it, your body can't either.
And if your body can't understand what it is, then it doesn't know what to do with it. It is utterly confused, which is causing, I think, or part of, and you could maybe speak on that a little bit more, a part of why I believe the diseases and sickness and all these new challenges that we never used to have are arising is because the way that Daddy God created our temple was so specific and so purposeful and so perfect that when you start putting things that the body doesn't know how to break down or process or even analyze, the body then gets to a point that it's using certain parts of the body to try to fight, fuel, or break it down, and it causes deficits in other areas of the body. And so I think it's really important that we, you know, really try to stick to that. You know, I'm guilty of not being on it all the time, where I try to make sure I can pronounce all the ingredients in it, and then I try to make sure that it's, you know, not really processed. And if it is, one or two ingredients, but not like 12 things, dextrofritrate, nixtamalization. I'm like, I can't even pronounce the words, let alone, you know, what am I putting into my body? And I know they do that for shelf life, but what is it doing to our shelf life? What is it doing to our body? If they're doing this to preserve for their bottom line, what is it doing to our body?
No, absolutely. And you nailed it on the head is, you know, all those things create inflammation in the body, and inflammation leads to disease. I mean, it's the building blocks for disease. And so it's not about a quest for perfection. And that's what, you know, you mentioned, like, I do my best. It's about better. And I talk about that a lot in the book. It's not about, you know, I used to say, live your best life, and, you know, you want to have your best health. And the reality is that it's a process. It's a journey. So we're looking for better. Can we just do better tomorrow? You know, so it's not about, like, I can never put anything in my body that has an 8 on it or has an oath on it or some chemical or a trait. You know, some of them are, you know, they're naturally occurring or they're actually enhancing the nutrients in it. But the key is to have knowledge and understand what it is and to do your best to make your best nourish option. I always say, like, in the situation that you're in, what's the best choice that you can make, and how, again, can you just do better tomorrow?
Yes. Oh, that's good. That's good. Charlie, we're going to pause for the cause right here. We're going to take a very short commercial break, and then when we come back on the other side, I want you to kind of walk us through or share a little bit about your book and the ways that this book can empower and ignite something in our listeners so that you can help them actually get more of what you're saying, but have it on a daily basis. I think it's amazing that people get an opportunity to walk with you on this. So let's go ahead, take a short pause for the cause, and when we come back on the other side, we'll hear more information from Charlie about her book, Food, Faith, Food, and Fitness.
You don't know what... Knowing your breath can save your life. Go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. Brought to you by Susan G. Coleman and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. I'm Mara Gale, the host of OMG, the O Mara Gale Radio Show, and my special guest this afternoon, evening, is none other than Charlie Jordan Brookins, and we've been discussing some wonderful tips on how you can begin to, we touched on radical label readers, which I love, and I do want you to share a little bit more about that, but we're going to kind of take a moment and have Charlie share with us some of the tips in her book that can help empower you, and we want to let you know how you can actually own a copy of the book. So, Charlie, I'm going to allow you an opportunity to share with our listeners, you know, what your book's about and why you get an opportunity to walk with them without being in their home. They get to take your book home, and they can walk with you on this journey. So let's share a little bit about that with them.
Well, thank you. First of all, it's a devotional. And, you know, for the first book, you know, I really prayed about, well, what's the first thing to put out? And the key is, is to connect that faith, food, and fitness. And, you know, as we've talked about before, when they're connected, that's when you get results. And so it's 40 days. It's actually faith, food, and fitness, 40 days to renew your mind and transform your body. And it begins with purpose. It begins with belief and seeing yourself as God does. And that, of course, requires you to speak the word. And so each day there is a daily mantra about what God says about you, that you're a doer, a partaker of his promise, a temple, a treasured possession, accepted, an overcomer, blameless, blessed, bold, chosen, all of those and more. So each day you get to be reminded, as you would say, how much Daddy loves you and how amazing Daddy thinks you are. That's elevating your worth, because we need to bring that worth quotient up and bring the weight quotient down. That's that inverse relationship. So you begin each day with just a mantra, just reminding yourself of how amazing you really are. And then there's an inspiration, which is usually a quote. I love quotes. You know, some of them are biblical, some of them are, you know, Oprah. But just another quote to enhance, you know, what that mantra is, what your I am is. And then I give my own reflection, my own motivation for that day. And then there are eight, so it's 40 days, and that's over 8 weeks. There are eight challenges, and they're gentle ones. I'm not trying to, this is not about lose 10 pounds in 10 days. This is about how do I begin a practice of living healthier each day. And so you have challenges like the first week is a hydration challenge. So it's about drinking more water over the course of a week. I'm just going to do a little bit each day and see how that goes. And then I'm going to build on that, and I'm going to eat when I'm hungry, which is talking about, you know, building a practice of mindfulness. You know, there's a sugar challenge, you know, for 1 week. You know, so it's really about, you know, the radical label reading is, of course, a part of it. There's about that veggie life challenge to really begin to build more vegetables into your eating. So, again, they're gentle challenges, but foundational to begin your journey of living healthier. And then there's a reflection on every page so that each day you can kind of write, like, what is the Holy Spirit saying to me? What am I challenged with? So it takes you through that process over 40 days.
I love it, love it, love it, love it. And that's why I believe walking with them, and I call it a book, but you're right, it's a devotional. And the beautiful thing about devotionals, because I'm a devotional gal, is every day I get an opportunity to wake up and partake of it. You know, I get to set my intentions, and I get to actually allow the word and in your scripture and quote to actually help prepare me, season my morning, so that I can start my day off right. And for those that do it in the evening, you get to go to sleep in the right space with the right mind and heart, knowing what you're going to kind of look forward to the next day, so that if you missed it that day and you didn't make the best choices, you'll have an opportunity to do that again. So, Charlie, I know you are doing the book is coming out. Why don't you share with our listeners the date it's coming out, and then share a little bit about what you're doing right now, because that was a part of why I was super excited to have you on the show.
Yes. Well, so the book actually is officially released on November 16th, which is the Friday before Thanksgiving, so I'm super excited about that. But right now we're in a pre-order campaign, and that which ends October 15th. And the great thing about the pre-order is that you'll get the book before anyone else. There's special incentives that I have that if you buy two books, you get $5 off. I'm also going to send you like a goodie digital pack of my healthy eating on the go guide, my potluck pleasing kale salad, and just some other goodies for you to enjoy. And there's free shipping during this pre-order campaign. So all of that kind of gives you the benefit of getting in early.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Tell everybody what the price of it'll be, where they can actually get it.
So the cost of the book is $18.99. And again, if you buy two books, you get $5 off of that, or you know, two or more. So feel free to share with friends. And again, like I said, free shipping and all those additional goodies. You can get it on my website, which is fitthroughfaith.com, and through is FitThroughFaith.com. FitThroughFaith.com, and there is a link that you can get it. If you want to go direct, it's FitThroughFaith.com/FaithFoodFitness. But again, you can get it either way, just going directly to the website. And you should, right now the plan is that you should have your book actually by the end of October, which is before the official launch of the book.
Woohoo! Woohoo! And then I'm excited to share with our listeners, for those who, for the, there are two people that I'm going to bless. For the first two people that purchased Charlie's book, and you are buying a, and one other person, I want to bless you with the other book. So for those that, for those two people who call in, you're buying one for yourself and a friend, I want to bless you with a free copy. I'm going to pick up the tab on that, and Charlie will ship that along with your other order. All you need to do is be the first two people to purchase that. And while we're at it, why don't we go ahead and allow our listeners an opportunity, if you want to call in and you have some questions, or if you're interested in purchasing the book, go ahead and call in. You can ask Charlie some questions right now, and you can also let her know that you're interested. So the phone number to call is, and don't forget, you got to press 1. The phone number is 324-347-5243. Again, 347-324-5246, and please press 1 to be entered into the queue. And so I'm excited about the devotional, Charlie. It is wonderfully, it's laid out so wonderfully. I believe the nuggets are going to bless people. And we've got our first caller on the line. It's the last four digits are 0800. You're on live on the OMG show with Charlie Jordan Brookins and Mara Gale. Welcome.
Hey, Mara, this is PJ. Oh, great show. I didn't catch the email address because I want to be the first one to buy her book. So.
Thank you, PJ.
Oh, perfect.
So it's fitthroughfaith.com. So fitthroufaith.com. And if you go, that's the website, and you'll see there's a banner that says click here to pre-order the book.
Okay, I'm going to do it right now. Thank you.
Thanks, PJ.
Great show.
Awesome. Thanks, PJ. Appreciate your support. She's a longtime listener, and she's a true fan of yours and your work, Charlie. So super excited that she's going to be the first person.
She's going to be the one. Yes, the first one.
Yes. That's awesome. That's absolutely awesome. So, Charlie, while I still have you on the phone, and I've got some things that I know our listeners can grow from, why don't you share a little bit about Snack Snob or some of your radical label reading, or because, you know, fall's coming. This is the fourth quarter, and we can make it count. So you can give us some tips and tools how to make this fourth quarter count.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, there's so many, you know, kind of general nuggets that to really focus on, because again, this is the plié before le jeté. 2019 is around the corner, and you want to set yourself up for success. So this is the time to really look at what is the one thing that I can really focus on to make a change. Is it drink more water? Is it sleep more? Is it eat more vegetables? Is it, you know, stress less? All of those things. But, you know, different, and of course I use a lot of different terminology, but radical label reading, if there's one thing that you can start doing right now that's not going to necessarily, you know, totally change, like I have to do a lot of preparation for it. You can start being a radical label reader today. You don't have to change your schedule. You don't have to add more time. You just have to start reading labels. And when you're reading labels, you want to look at, obviously, the big nutrition facts label to see how many servings, how much sugar, and all those things. But more importantly, that ingredient list. They're listed in descending order of ingredients. So if sugar is the first thing on the label, that's what it is mostly made of. And there are 56 names of sugar. There are 56 names of sugar.
56 names of sugar? I mean, if that's like setting us up for failure just at go. It's more names for sugar than there are alphabets in our alphabets, letters in our
alphabets.
That's insane.
You would be shocked at once you understand what all the names are, that you will find 3, 4, 5 different kinds of sugar in one list. And this, again, is the crafty big food industry that says, you know,
so
okay, well, let me sprinkle it throughout. So let me call it dextrose.
Gosh,
let me call it maltose. Let me call it all these other things, and you'll see it's like every other ingredient.
So you think, oh, I see sugar up here, but then that's it, and it's in like 7 or 8 other places because it has
Absolutely.
Different code names, aliases,
exactly.
if you will.
And that's the craftiness of the big food industry, again, who's interested in commerce, not health. So that's why it's like
you have
to know what you're putting in your body. Once you do a little bit of research, it repeats over and over again. Like once you understand that sugar is maltose, dextrose, sorbitol, all of these other things, including things that are a little more obvious, like, you know, honey and or brown rice syrup is sugar. It sounds like brown rice syrup sounds a little healthier, but it all breaks down in your body is sugar. Even things that are natural, like maple syrup, is natural, and so there are some trace elements, mineral elements, but it still breaks down in your body as sugar.
Wow. Share with our listeners a little bit about, because it really helped me. I mean, well, one of the things you said that I immediately was able to implement, I didn't, the radical label reading, I've been better at it. I really need to kind of know what those sugar things are too, because I need to be able to identify. I know they're getting away with a bunch of stuff from me because I don't know all the names. Water.
Yes.
I started even doing a lot of my smoothies with water so that I can even increase it with water. I do lemon water in the morning. I start off with a cup of warm lemon water where I squeeze the lemon, not the lemon juice. And then I also make sure that I keep out room temperature water. So because I've found for me that I drink more when it's my body temperature. I just drink more. And so I have water bottles. And my husband's like, did you mean to leave the bottle? I go, yep, I want one in the living room. I want one in the bedroom.
Yep.
I want one in the office. I want one in the kitchen. And that's because no matter where I am, I don't want there to be an excuse that I don't have it. And then two, I believe I heard someplace that if you're thirsty, you could be dehydrated.
Yes, it's too late. I mean, it's not too late, but your body is headed into dehydration versus keeping your body hydrated throughout the day. And actually, that's why the first challenge in the book is a hydration challenge, because it really is. And hydration kind of sounds like, oh, that's kind of like a boring word. But it's really your body needs to be hydrated, really having cues, which what you're doing, which is amazing, starting your day, the first thing that you put in your mouth is lemon water. Like, don't munch on something. Grab some lemon water. Let your body know, I love you. I want you to wake up internally and get your day going. And then don't start a meal until you've had 8 to 16 ounces of water. Again, sometimes, especially snack time, you may not even be hungry, right? So go for have a glass of tea, hot tea, cold tea. There are other ways to, you know, if you're not like a water person, there's some wonderful teas that you can make that also you can build into an experience. Not just like I'm just drinking it down, but have your moment, have your rest, have, you know, just enjoy water and most importantly, water-based foods, cucumbers, watermelons. Get your water in your food as well.
And I love cucumbers and I love watermelon, and I pretty much eat cucumbers every day. That's like my thing. You know, and I also do this, Charlie, and I don't know when I started, but I have water on my nightstand. And in the night, I actually wake up drinking water. And it's really weird. And I told my husband, I've been drinking water in the night. And it, you know, it doesn't make me want to relieve myself because I'm not drinking like a gallon. But it's just I am constantly, you know, hydrating myself. And or when I get up in the morning, as soon as I wake up, the water is there. And usually I only have a little bit left. So I finish that off before I go downstairs and actually, you know, make my lemon water for the day or for the morning.
Love.
I tell you, I've been a really good student of yours, and
I hear it, and I'm so proud.
I also, you know, one of the things I mentioned earlier is that I have been parking my car further away. Now, you know, Chicago's going to get cold, so of course I'm not going to be able to park it as far away in Chicago because, you know, I'm allergic to the cold weather. But I have made a decision that if I'm going to malls, what I do is I park it at the opposite end of where the store that I want to go into is so that I walk through the mall to get to the store I want to go to. So those are just the little things that I'm doing to cheat because it's cold outside.
Absolutely. And you have to, and that's it comes back to that convenience. You need to inconvenience yourself. And we had talked before about even your garbage can, putting it across the floor, you know, at the other side of the room, it forces you to have to get up because we sit too much. You know, there's the whole sitting is the new smoking. We have to get our bodies up, ideally every 30 minutes. Sometimes that's not possible, but you have to have a, you know, kind of a mentality of looking for every opportunity to be active and to not let yourself sit for too long.
I love it. Sitting is the new smoking. Hadn't heard that, Charlie. You and these phrases.
Well, and that one I didn't even make up. Like, that's the headline. but it
wow.
is, I mean, but it's real because of the impact it's having on our health.
Yeah. And people are, you know, we're in obese country. We do know that. And a part of it is, you know, my grandmother lived to be 107. And
wow.
a large part of why I believe she was healthy at 107, I mean, zero medications. When she
sure.
broke her arm at 105, the doctor said, bring in all your medications. And she told my uncle, go in the medicine cabinet and bring it. And when he went, it was a bottle of Bayer aspirin that had been expired
wow.
over 12 years. Because Granny was on zero medication. And I charge that to the fact that she had a chicken coop behind her house. She had cows on her land. We grew,
yeah.
you know, figs and nuts and watermelon and everything right there. So everything that she consumed was not, it wasn't processed.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm so grateful.
And she
grateful
did her life
that.
On her own terms. That's beautiful.
Yes, she
that's
did.
So beautiful. Thank you for
yes,
sharing that.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. Super grateful. Great-grandma lived to be 113. I didn't know her, so I can't even tell you
wow.
what her, but I believe in pretty
You've
much
got
the same
good
thing.
Stock, my friend.
Real good. Girl, we do. That's why I'm trying to listen to you, because it won't
right?
be, it's going to be on me. It's like, if I
yes.
listen to you, then I can get back to doing what I'm supposed to do to make sure my body's healthy. So I cook
Absolutely.
Meals every day. I cook breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And, of course, we do dine out on occasion.
Of course.
But I don't do fast food. And it is not my go-to. And if I go to have a meal, you know, if I'm rushing and I didn't have time to prepare a meal, I go to, there's a couple of stores that actually cook the food. It's not fast food. They cook the food. And I can go in and get whole food from these two particular specialty stores so that I make healthy choices, not just for me, but for my husband. You know,
yeah.
I want to make sure that when we retire, and that if I'm walking on the beach, he's walking with me. Nobody has to push each other on the wheelchair. And I said, you know, anything's wrong with that. But the goal is not going to be immobile. You
yeah.
know, I want to have a strong mind and a strong body. And I want to make sure that I'm doing everything that I can to set myself up for success. And like you said, that means that I have to put some work into it, some labor
yep.
into it, you know.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Because, you know, it comes down to just, you know, and we've talked about this before, what your big, bold why is. You need to know why.
Yeah.
You know, I think mine finally has come just because I always get it down to something simple. But mine now is like life unassisted. I don't, you know, when
Ooh.
And I talk about my kids, when my kids are having kids, I'm going to be likely in my 80s. I don't want to be dependent on my kids when they are in the prime of their lives. And so I have to do work now. I can't wait until then to make some changes. So my everyday life unassisted from medication, certainly fully assisted by the Holy Spirit, but life unassisted
yes.
by worldly things.
Oh, I love it. Life unassisted. Oh, I love it. Because that's the truth. I mean, who wouldn't want that? Who wouldn't
yeah.
want to know that they're strong enough to do the things they need to do and make it, you know, I've been watching these older women. I was at a house the other day, and the lady was 91 years old, Charlie. When I say she got out of her seat, moved around the house as if she was 35, 40 years old, it shocked me so much that when she left the room, I asked my friend, I said, I believe she's older than I think she is. How old is she? She said, guess. And I said, the way she moves, I want to say 35 or 40, but I'm believing she must be at least 70. She said 91.
Wow. And you wanted to fall out.
This woman, I promise you, it blew my mind, but it also told me something. I asked her, because you know me, I got curious. I said, what is the secret for you? And she said, I keep moving. She said, when I wake up in the morning, She said, there are a few aches, a few pains. She says, but I push past those, and all day I keep moving. I do laundry, I mop, I sleep, yeah. I work in my garden, I do my own hair. And her hair was down to her mid to her waist. It was
wow.
that long. And, I mean, but this was just, and I took pictures. I couldn't believe it. She just floored me. And
yes.
her memory was sharp. And then I said, you must eat really well. She says, well, yes. She said, I do make soul food, but I don't make it with all that fat stuff in it. I mean, but
mm-hmm.
so she had a plan.
Right.
She had a plan.
But the plan didn't start when she was 90.
It did not.
Right?
You're right. You're right. You're right. You can't play catch up in the last quarter. I mean, sometimes
you can still
you
do things. There's a point. Like you can. It's never too late to start. But when you see
yes,
people like
yes.
that, then you know that they knew 20 years before, 30 years before, or maybe even when they a lifetime they were built that way. But just the priority
yes.
of their whole body health.
Yes, yes, and yes. I could talk to you forever because you always have such amazing information, but I'd like you to share with us, with our listeners, some things that, of course, I've been able to glean from, and some of our listeners may have heard, but it begs repeating. You talk about if we're going to an event, for example, this Sunday, I'm hosting my mom. My mom will be turning 85 on Saturday, and so
okay.
I'm doing a surprise birthday party, and I've made sure I have healthy alternatives as well as, some of the things that I know she likes. But you've shared with our listeners and me how to be a sneaky snob. So why don't
yes.
you kind of break that down to our listeners? Because, with Halloween coming up and Thanksgiving and Christmas, there are going to be countless party after party after party. And you've given us a really simplistic tool that will help us navigate that scene and not gain 20 pounds during the holidays.
Right.
So can you share that with us?
Yeah, I mean, so much, especially when you have an event to go to, is the prep, right? And so it's how you start your day. If you know you're going to an event, the first thing I will say is then get up, have a healthy breakfast, a protein-rich breakfast, so that you're not, ravenous when you get there, but also get some exercise. Move around. So you're going there, excited. You know, at most events, especially family events, what the big things are, the things I must have. So if you can think about a rating system, 1 through 10, only eat the things that are 10s. Don't waste, and this is where I talk about being a snack snob or even a food snob or however, don't waste your calories on potato chips, right? When there is
yes.
caviar, right? If you're
yes.
a caviar person. So when
or
you're a snob about it, don't get the run-of-the-mill day stuff that you can get anywhere. Focus on those things
yeah.
that are amazing, and you can enjoy them, and then step away from the table and enjoy them, and then have a conversation with someone. Really enjoy the reason for the event versus the food, which is just there to support it, but only eat those things that are really special.
Yes. I love it. I love it. I love it. And also, you'd be proud to hear, the last time I was in California, I usually get together with friends and we meet up around food and things like that. Well, I called up one of the girlfriends that I knew I was going to hang out with, and I said, you know what? I don't want to do the food mingle thing. So I said, hey, can we get together and go for a walk and talk? She was like, oh my gosh, I would absolutely love it. So she was so receptive that the other girlfriend that I was going to hook up with the next morning, I said, hey, when we hook up, can we go for a walk? She was like, girl, I walk inside mine. She has an apartment complex. And she says, I walk in the parking lot of my car. I said, I'm coming over. And we did an hour and 20 minutes cardio. Didn't even feel like an hour and 20 minutes.
Yes.
And we did the stairs. But I started making sound choices even when I travel now, because I used to. I mean, when I was doing a stage play and I had to, be in real fit clothing, I made sure that I would walk the stairs at the hotel.
Right.
I would walk to and from places because, my body had to be a certain way to be in the clothes.
Right.
But I said, why can't I be that way now? And so I make sure that I include healthy alternatives, not just in terms of food and eating, but also in my movement, making sure.
Yeah.
And then I have a Fitbit. And it really has helped me, Charlie. Your information you've been sharing with me has helped. And the Fitbit, of course, reminds me of when I'm supposed to be moving. So all of it has worked
yeah.
in harmony. It tells me I put down my own goal of how many steps I should get in an hour. And it tells me when it's 10 minutes to go and I haven't reached my goal. So it's another way of motivating me. And when I'm at an event, I'll say, excuse me, I got to go walk for a little bit. And they'll go, huh?
Right?
I got to get stepped in. And my husband, he is like, he is obsessed with that. And I say, I think I did kind of go a little overboard, but I set my own goal, and it was it's my responsibility to me. And so even though it may look a little radical, it's worth it, because in the end, I'm going to be healthier. I'm going to feel better. And those little bitty, every hour for 8 hours, I get an accomplishment star. You know, I get an accomplishment. So I did that thing. You know what I mean? I did that.
And it's you should be celebrating that, right? I mean, it's like when my Fitbit is not on my wrist, I feel naked, because it's like, oh wait a second, not only do I not know what time it is, but I also it feels like something is missing, because again, you know, 10,000 steps, 15,000 steps, 20,000 steps, whatever your number is what's important, and that you're setting goals and that you're reaching goals. Because it's like 8 glasses of water. 8 glasses of water really is more arbitrary. Like, there's no real research behind 8 glasses of water that now we found out. But no. But the reality is, it's a guideline. 10,000 steps is a guideline.
Yes.
If you are doing 8,000 steps, awesome, right? And then if you want to build on that, then go for that. But start somewhere. Start with 5,000 steps. And then be consistent with that, and you'll feel so much better that you'll want to add. Then we're at 75, and then you get friends and you challenge each other. But the key is that you should enjoy it. The Bible says to enjoy it, and that's what you're doing. And I love, like, you're lighting up my heart with all of the things that you're doing, because I can hear in your voice that it's becoming a habit and it's becoming a hobby. And your health should be a hobby. When it's our hobby, we enjoy doing it. We look for new things. We get creative. We have fun. That's what your health should be.
Yes. And, you know, and there's the other half. I feel better. My mind is clearer. And I look better to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I look better to me. So there's that reward. I can take myself shopping. That was another thing you told us. You shared something about making the choice, like giving yourself permission to have a cheat day, if that's what you need, or permission to eat whatever that thing is that you may want, so that you don't have guilt. Because when you feel guilt, one of the things I know, when I feel guilty about something, it causes an inward downward motion, which could be, you know, not depression necessarily for me, but it could be something that I'm walking in guilt, I'm feeling shame, which makes me then want to turn to something else to make myself feel better, some kind of comfort food, because I felt shame. And so when you just, it was simple. You said, give yourself permission.
I said no cheat days.
I think Tuesday.
Yes, there's no cheat days, only choice days.
They're Tuesday. Choice days.
Yeah, it's only choice days. No cheat days, only choice days. Because, again, we're adults. Right? We are grown women and men who can make adult decisions. And if you're making a choice, you know, my husband put a rub on a rib earlier today, so I know there's about to be some ribs up in my house. Now, it doesn't bother me, because that's not my world. But if he wants to enjoy those ribs, and I know the boys will enjoy them too, then I'm going to enjoy that. It's once every 4 months that you might do that, if that often. So enjoy that without guilt. And then the next day, yes, there will be another salad in front of, you know, and you'll get up and go for a walk. You make choices one day, and then you make choices the next day to support your choice the day before.
Yes, 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 and yes. That's awesome. I absolutely love it. I've been so much better about it. And again, it's because of your practical tips. And I'm super excited about the devotional coming out, because then I can read my scripture or my quote, and I can read my challenge, and I can actually implement the things that you're encouraging us to do. And I believe that's the way that, as you said, we can build habits. And of course, what is it? 21 days of doing something becomes a habit, correct?
Yep. Yes, the research is kind of, but that's a beginning, absolutely.
Okay. You're like, those 8 glasses and those.
No, you know what I'm saying? Because now there's like 21 days, and then some people say 10 weeks, you know, but I always say, like, you have to start. It's about commitment and consistency. And so just commit to it and be consistent, and change will happen.
Yes,
Yes. Do me a favor, Charlie. Share with our listeners how they can follow you on your social media page to connect with you if they're interested in cooking, things of that nature. Share your site and your social media handles with us, as well as how they can purchase, because I want to make sure that we give them an opportunity. And again, you guys, if the next person calls in and it purchases a book and for yourself, I'm going to gift one to you to sew into a friend. The phone number again, I'll say it one more time in case you want to call in while Charlie's sharing her information, 347-324-5246. Press 1 to be entered into queue. That's 347-324-5246. Go ahead, Charlie. Let them know how they can catch up with you.
Sure. So thanks, Mara. So my website, again, is fitthroughfaith.com. So F-I-T-T-H-R-U is the key, fitthroughfaith.com. On Facebook, I have a Facebook page, Fit Through Faith. I have a group, the Fit Through Faith Village, which I really love because I can really get intimate and share things and a lot of articles, lots of recipes. I do all my challenges in the group, so I really love that group. And then there's also Instagram. I am at I Am Fit Through Faith.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And you guys, this information that you're getting in terms of how to apply it to your life and eat better and really discover your purpose, a part of your purpose in terms of what God created us to do and how he designed the human body, this information is so incredibly valuable. I follow Charlie on her Fit Through Faith group on Facebook, and it's not just about what she shares with us, but it's what she inspires others to share with us. Other people, you get an opportunity to say, post a picture of something you may have eaten or of a healthy choice you may have made. It's a community. And there are days that I am totally inspired to make sure I make great choices simply because of the things someone may say on the group or in the group. So it blesses me. It has blessed me beyond. And then there's other things that she shares, just the car chronicles. I mean, I think about, you know, Charlie has some kids. And so she shares these little like nuggets. I can't even explain it other than to say life nuggets, where you get a sneak peek at how, and let me mention this. One of the things that I love about you, Charlie, is that you aren't afraid to peel back the Band-Aid and allow us to see where you may have missed it. Because when there is a standard of perfection put before someone who's trying their best to just begin and be consistent, it's really hard to do that when you think that the person who's leading the group is 1,000% perfect, never misses it, always has their snacks ready and loaded, leaves the house and everything's perfect. And it's real easy to kind of look at you because your physique is amazing and your skin is fabulous and your hair is healthy. And we see you leading a group and we see you making sure that you go and work out in the morning. It's real easy to think, oh, she's got it all together. I'll never have that. But you come on and you say, hey, I missed it today, or I missed it, or I dropped the ball on this, but I'm going to make up for it on the back end, or I'm going to make sure that I, you know, do this in order to compensate for what I just did. And I think that is so healthy for us to see that, to hear that, to read that, to know that. So thank you for your transparency, because that's also helping us to grow so that we don't self-sabotage when we miss it.
No, absolutely, because, I mean, this journey is a journey of setback.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the reality of it. And you actually have to prepare for the setbacks. You have to understand, like, I'm not going to be perfect, because guess what? Life happens. You can have the best intentions, and life happens, and you have to deal with life. The key is, the more that you build up this foundation, the more tools you put in your toolkit, you're able to bounce back faster, right? You're able to get back on the course faster. But the setbacks are going to come. And they come to me. I know they come to you.
Yeah.
And it doesn't knock the whole thing down, right? It's just a little step back, and then the setbacks are your setup for your success.
Yes, I have a little phrase I'm going to say and share with our listeners. You know, when I find myself in a challenging situation, I just go, beep. This is a test. This is only a test. And at the end of the test, I will have a testimony. And then I make sure that I get it right the next time.
I give myself permission to know that I'm being tested on. Am I learning that lesson? And am I actually working towards, you know, getting better at it? And usually I can honestly say I'm not where I want to be, but I'm sure not where I used to be. Charlie, as always, I have enjoyed our conversation immensely. You know, I could chit-chat with you all day long. I know my listeners love you because every show you've ever been on has been the highest rated shows. I believe a part of it is your amazing personality. The other part is just God's favor and the anointing that rests on your tongue when you share information, because he allows you to give information in a very succinct and simplistic way. And people need to hear that it's not over our head, that it's not overcomplicated, but it does cost you something. And I'm here to remind our listeners, so does bad choices. So does bad eating. So does not exercising. It'll cost you medical bills that you might not be able to afford, and it'll cost you time and energy and a vibrant life that you really can't afford to pay. So I say, how about we pay it on the front end? How about we do the work now? How about we put in the time, the energy, the effort, put in the labor in order to make sure that we're the strongest, the healthiest, the most fit that we can be to have what my friend Charlie calls a service-sized body. We want to serve God with our body, our mind, and our spirit. And the best way to do that is to make sure we're putting in good stuff so that good stuff can ooze on out. Charlie, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Amen.
For being on OMG. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you to life, and there's nothing you can do about it. You guys be great. You guys be sure to pick up Charlie's devotional. Go to her website. We're going to also have a link on our site at uptomeradio.com so that you can click on that link and go directly there. So please support her. And don't forget, the second person that purchases the book, I'm going to seed into you a book so that you can sew it into someone. My name is Mara Gale. You've been listening to the OMG Omara Gale Show. And my special guest today was Charlie Jordan Brookings. And we're going to have this show available on podcast at iTunes, Google Play, and the Stitcher app. And you can reach me on social media at Mara Gale. That's MauraGale. And on my website, MauraGale.com. I pray you be encouraged, that you've been blessed, and more importantly, that you live a long life healthy so that you can have a service-sized body to do all that Daddy God purposed for you to do. God bless you.
Heard and then listened to. So we want you to set your dial to OMG on Thursday at 7 o'clock p.m.